I guess so.
That's right.
I have no idea.
Hari Bol.
Should we start? Hari Bol. Can we start? Hare Krishna and welcome to all of you. And we make a happy Diwali and a very happy coming new year to all of you. I'm sure all of you had good time in Diwali. You all had good time? Everybody was around here, or some of you went, Kartika went to India, right?
Yeah.
Anybody else? Those who went to India should bring something, otherwise you are not allowed back. That's why we ask you. Now we all have to give us something. And when we come back from home, we always have a lot of things which Mama has packed for us, right? Hare Krishna. Okay, so we are going to start with today's topic, real nectar. Let me ask all of you, what is our conception about nectar? What is nectar? We all have some
nectar
conception about nectar, right?
Nectar of Krishna.
That is real nectar. But what is nectar per se? Like, from childhood we have been hearing nectar, amrut, right? So
yes,
what do we...
If you drink, you will never die.
Something which makes you above, liberated basically, or eternal. Right.
Taste
any
good.
Other?
Tastes good.
Tastes good. Did anybody come and tell you? Okay, that is our expectation, that it must taste good. Yeah. Those who drink wine, they also feel it tastes good. Right. So nectar is basic understanding that by having nectar, we will become liberated or eternal. We don't have to. We'll be basically free from these miseries of life, right? Which nobody wants, but still it is associated with our life. And that nectar, once we have, then we feel that we'll be free from everything. We'll be just happy, no death, no disease, no old age, right? So, anybody here who is not interested in getting nectar, if it is available, because then this talk won't be. We won't be interested in the talk, but we all want, right? It's obvious if somebody says that there is a place where nectar is available. Maybe you pay half of or 1 month of salary. Even if it's 6 months salary, we all will go and take it, right? Because it's finally something long, durudarshi, right? Something is the thinking of long term, right? So today we will see what is actual real nectar. So we'll start with a pastime which comes in the Bhagavatam. Any one of you have been to, I guess it is at Thailand or Bangkok somewhere, on the airport, Samudra Manthan pastime, that gold, I've just seen the picture, I haven't been there. Bangkok, right? Yeah. Have you seen that? There is Murti of Samudra Manthan, one side demons and one side demigod, and when they are churning the ocean. That's in Bangkok, right? So, this is a pastime which comes in Bhagavatam. And it starts like this. That once Durvasa Muni was passing by heavenly planets, and who stays in heavenly planet? Who is the king?
Indra.
So when he saw Indra, who was riding on his elephant, just as a sage, he felt, okay, I must just give something, right, as a blessing. So he took out his garland from his neck and he gave it to Indra. Take it as my blessing. But as we know, and we have heard also many times, that when the wealth comes, the pride follows. And Indra is well known for it. Time and again he has done many, many mistakes. And maybe at least he has shown that he is doing mistake to teach us. And Bhagavatam is filled with many, many pastimes where Indra has been an instrument in showing the mistakes, which finally teaches us what we should not do in life. So Indra, when he got this garden, when we get blessings, we should be grateful, right? Hare Krishna. We should be grateful, we should be happy to accept it. But he thought, what is this garland used to me? I have everything. I don't need anybody's obligations. So he neglected it. He took it out and put it on his elephant. An elephant is an animal. It doesn't understand what is good, what is to be done. So elephant took it down and crushed it under its feet. And everything is happening in front of Durvasa Muni. If you are in place of Durvasa Muni, what you would do? what you would feel at least. Do a second thing. What thoughts will come across your mind? You give gift to somebody with love, with compassion, as a blessing, and that person just neglects and throws, and maybe it is crushed under feet of an animal in front of you. What would you do? At least what you would feel?
Anger
will come, right? You feel really upset, will be angry. And this was not an ordinary person. This was Durvasa Muni. And if you know, Durvasa Muni is known for his anger. Obviously, Indra had to face the consequences. He immediately cursed Indra that you will be bereft of all your powers because of which you have become so proud. So, the lesson in this we learn, all of us come across some happy situations or some situations where we feel elated. Something which we want in life, we have, we possess, wealth, partner, house, car, so many things. And we feel very happy, we want to celebrate. Sometimes we become proud. Sometimes the life will take a toll and then we lose something which we always wanted or which we had. And then we feel sad. But what Bhagavad Gita teaches us? Bhagavad Gita teaches us, Matra sparshaunsu kaunteyas svitoshna sukha dukhada agama painu nityas tansi tikshas bharata. This is one of the most important, practically applicable, it's not just theory, it's very much practically, we can apply it in our life. And again Krishna teaches at many places that the happiness in distress will come like seasons in life. Seasons will come and seasons will go, but we continue in our life, not getting affected. Similarly, the happiness in distress also will come, and one must learn to tolerate it. One should not be proud or feel elated when we get something or when we are very happy, nor should we feel depressed and keep on lamenting if we lose something in life. I am sure all of you know that story. The king on his birthday is visiting the prison house, and he told all the prisoners that tell me one mantra which will make me happy when I am sad and will make me sad when I am happy. If you do that, in next 10 days you all will be released. Obviously all prisoners were very happy. This is a key for them to get released. But how can they find some mantra which will make a person happy when he's sad and when he's sad he is, and he should become sad when he's happy? But one intelligent person found that mantra. And what was that mantra? I'm sure all of you have read this story. It's floating on internet very frequently. Remember? This too will pass away. This is the mantra. This too will pass away. When you are very happy, you read this. This too will pass away. And you know the happiness is going to go away. You will feel sad. And when in this sad situation, you again remind yourself, this too will pass away. You will have hope and you will feel happy. Right? So this is one of the very important lessons in our life. No situations are going to be static. What is important is to keep our consciousness so high. I remember this again and again. And I was touched when once Dada reminded of this in one of the class, that we have to take our consciousness so high that the situations in life will stop existing for us. And that is what is the situation and the lesson which we learn, that one should not get proud or depressed in happiness or distressed. Okay? Then going ahead, because of the curse of Durvasa Muni, slowly but soon all the heavenly wealth, name, fame, power, and also the kingdoms, all the heavenly planets were lost by the demigods. Demons came to know that they have lost their power, so they attacked and they took over the charge of all the heavenly planets, and all the demigods were pushed out of the heaven. So when all these things happen, you have to go for the help. We all also come through difficult situations in life and we turn to help. This is a lesson for us, where to turn for our help. When we fall sick, we go to doctor. When we have legal problems, we'll go to lawyer. Right? There are so many situations. Sometimes we want emotional support, we go to somebody who's close to us. But there is one and one only final shelter, who is the best doctor, who is the best lawyer, who is the best relative and best friend. And who is that person? Krishna says, Surudam Sarva Bhutanam, I am the best well-wisher of every person. And from the heart of every living being, he is with us every time. So final shelter is only one, and that is the Lord. The demigods knew this. They went to Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma finally took all of them to the bank of Shvetadeep, and they finally prayed to Lord Vishnu. Seeing their sincerity, their humility, Lord Vishnu was pleased, and he told them, okay, I will give you the solution. So again, the lesson that we do turn to different shelters in our life, but there is only one final shelter, and that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you know, today and now when we have understanding and attachment, if we are thrown in air, what will be our situation? We'll be so scared. We don't know where we are going to come down, where we are going to bang our head, what is going to happen when we land finally, right? Because gravity is going to work. But you take a 2 years old or maybe 1 year old child, throw him in the air. What does the child do? He laughs. Can we laugh? We don't laugh because we don't have faith. The child has faith, the person who has thrown me is going to catch me. The day we will have faith that when we are thrown in anxieties, in difficulties, the hands are always there who is going to catch me. He'll never let me down. He will always protect me. The day we will have that faith in the Lord, the difficulties come just to sharpen our skills, just to sharpen our faith, to deepen our faith. We will start laughing at the difficulties. And that is what we have to reach at one day. When the difficulties come, we tell difficulties, I don't care, because I know somebody is going to protect me at the end of the day. And that is the Supreme Lord. You open the pages of Bhagavatam, you open the pages of Mahabharata, Ramayana. Any devotee who prayed when he was thrown in the air with lot of difficulties, is a single situation you will find when they did not get protection? Can you remember any situations? Against that, there are hundreds of examples where so many difficulties came across. So, like you see the life of Pandavas from beginning to end, so many difficulties, but every time they were protected. Does not this give us hope that the final shelter is always there, provided we keep faith? If our devotion has no faith, our devotion is a fake, right? So we should remember and remind ourselves that Lord is our final shelter and He will always protect us. So Lord told them that the solution to your problem is that you need nectar. And from where you will get nectar? You will have to churn the ocean. And for that, only demigods alone, you won't be sufficient. So you require to make a truce or friendship with demons. Tell demons that to get the nectar, let us make party, let us churn the ocean. And according to this instruction, the demigods, headed by Indra, went to the demons' king, that was Bali Maharaj, and asked him whether he is interested in churning the ocean for getting the nectar. Obviously, King Bali agreed. That time, King Bali or the demons were on the top. Anyhow, they were more powerful. They thought, we will churn, the nectar will come, we will take it away, everything. He was having that desire, right? So, at that time, the Lord gave one very, very important instruction to Indra. This is what we have to again take a lesson from. Lord told Indra, when you will churn the ocean, many more beautiful gifts will come out of the ocean. Don't divert your attention. Don't get attracted or agitated by any of these items. Just keep your concentration on one final goal, that is nectar. This is again one lesson for each one of us. We have to have one final goal, and that is to get rid of this cycle of birth and death. Rest of the things will keep on coming and going, but if we want to take a detour somewhere else, we will miss the main bus. It is also described in Bhagavatam that finally when we make our life perfect and when we are going in this Vishnu Viman, in aeroplane, when we finally are taken to the spiritual world, on the way we pass through 7 upper planetary systems, right? Which also includes Indraloka, Tapaloka, Janaloka, Brahmaloka. Huh? And then you can see from the window, wow, so beautiful, heaven is so beautiful. And you have one desire, let me have little bit time here. The plane will stop there. You just go there. And then you will forget about going back to Godhead. So this is one lesson you have to always remember. Lot of temptations come through our life. But when our goal, when our final destination is fixed, when we are fixed on that, that is the key to reach the final and achieve that goal. Even when we study, so many distractions come through our life, right? Your final exams, before final exams, somebody's birthday party will come, somebody's bachelor bash will come, this will come, that will come. And if we don't keep the final goal fixed, and if we are not determined to work only for the final goal, just before the exam you feel, oh shit, I wasted so much of my time. But that it is already late. So this is a lesson which Lord told Indra, and through Indra he taught each one of us that we should always keep our final goal, our eye on final goal, and don't get distracted. So Lord told that what should be used as a center pivot, that was the golden mountain called Mandara Mountain. So all the demigods and demons started carrying the Mandara Mountain to the shore of Shvetadev. It was quite a big mountain. They tried their level best carrying it, but after some time they all got very tired and they just couldn't continue, and the Mandara Mountain was slipping from their hand. And at that time they started feeling very depressed and hopeless, that even we can't carry this mountain to the ocean, how are we going to churn and get the nectar? But when you sincerely have desire, when you pray sincerely, the Lord is always ready to help. In their heart they were praying to the Lord, we are trying to follow your instructions, but we are finding ourselves incapable of doing it, what you have told us to do. We have desire, but we are not capable enough. Please do something for us. So many times we also have the same thing. We feel these goals are very difficult, to purify ourselves, finally to go back to Godhead, to achieve something higher in life. We have no quality, we have no qualification. But when we pray sincerely, qualifications are bestowed upon us. You all know Prabhupada. The Prabhupada preached to these Westerners, right? And he made them devotees. Because they were called as dancing white elephants. So once, some of these disciples were sitting in front of Srila Prabhupada and they just asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what qualities did we have that you gave us your mercy and we could become devotees? And Prabhupada said, you had no qualification. I gave you qualifications. Same way, when we have sincere desire, Krishna, through his devotees, give us qualification. He will make us capable enough. So what is required from our side is sincere desire. So demigods and demons, they sincerely wanted to carry the mountain. They were not capable. They prayed. And that time, Lord Vishnu appeared there on his Garuda. Lord Vishnu carried the mountain, put it on the back of Garuda, and then Garuda personally carried the mountain till the bank of Shvetadeep, and then put it down on the bank of Shvetadeep. Then they told that Garuda, please go, because they wanted to now call for Vasuki, which is the big celestial serpent, to use as a rope. And if Garuda is there, the snake won't come. Right? There is always enmity between them. So Garuda left and Vasuki was summoned. The demigods, headed by Ajita, who is expansion of Lord Vishnu, he said the mouth part of the snake will be difficult to handle, so let us take the mouth part. So they all went and took the head portion in their hand. But then the demons thought, how can they take the head part and we have to take tail? This is disgusting. This is derogatory for us. Then they said, we are stronger, we are powerful, we have to choose. So we want the head part. Demigod said, okay, go ahead. So they took the tail part and the demons took the head part. And what happened while churning, because of the pain, from the mouth, lot of fire and poison was coming out from the mouth of the Vasuki. It was affecting more to the demons. But it was self-invited. Then nothing to say. So many times, Lord arranges good situation for us, but we think we are better or more intelligent. And then we want to manipulate. But many times, during manipulation, we make the situation worse. So we should actually depend more on the situations and arrangements done by the Lord. So when they started churning, it started churning, and then just after some time, the heavy mountain started sinking in the water. And they started holding it with their hands, both the demons and demigods. Finally, they couldn't hold it. It started really sinking slowly, slowly. Again, they became hopeless. Again, they became very sad. And again, the shelter is prayer. They started praying to the Lord. And Lord Vishnu again appeared in the form of a gigantic tortoise or turtle. It's called as Kurma Avatar. And he slowly went into the water, and on his back, the Lord lifted the Mandara mountain and he said, now I will support it. You continue churning. Time and again, Lord is reciprocating with the sincere desire of a devotee or a soul. And this is very hope-giving to us, that whenever we are in difficulty, why only in difficulty, whenever we are even in happy situations, we should always pray to Lord. And there is never a time when Lord will let us down. He always reciprocates with our prayers. So, the churning is going on and they are expecting the nectar is going to come out. But the first thing which came out was very, very strong poison called Kalakut or Halahal poison. And looking at the poison which was so very strong, all the demigods and demons started running here and there. They knew that it is very strong and they couldn't stand it. Now, there has to be some solution for taking care of this poison. Lord, in his passionate form, Lord Shiva, who is none other than Lord himself in his passionate form, it's also he is Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambho, he is the topmost of devotees. He was that time approached by the demons and demigods and requested that, can you please take care of this so that we can continue to churn the ocean. If you and me, if we are there, what we will say? Oh, you want nectar, you want me to take poison? So stupid, huh? Right? That is what is a common thing, right? Anybody will say. But this is one of the rare but very important quality of a pure devotee. He is very, very compassionate at heart. Even many times at the expense of their own comfort, expense of their own difficulty, they take difficulties on themselves to give Lord and to give some comforts to others. And that is why pure devotees are many times compared to a incense, agarbatti, that they burn themselves to give fragrance to others. Again, giving example of Srila Prabhupada, everybody, each one of us always think that when we are 60, 65, 70, we all want to retire, stay in a peaceful life, whatever we have collected, whatever we have, then we will just peacefully live our life, right? Prabhupada was a great devotee. He was always reading, chanting. At the age of 65, when he was staying in Vrindavan, every devotee wants to stay in a holy place like Vrindavan or Mayapur. He was staying in Vrindavan. He was giving classes, he was chanting, he was having all the name and fame. People were quite happy around him. At that age, he had no business to go to America to give Krishna consciousness to others at the cost of his health. Secondly, he had no money, he had no support, he had nobody to take care of him. He went to US in a cargo ship. He did not have a proper flight to jane do, just forget about the flight. He was not even going on a proper passenger boat. He went on a cargo ship where it is used for just sending the goods, right? He took a passage on a cargo ship. He got two heart attacks on the boat. He just tolerated that. And when he came out at Boston at the Boston, he did not know whether to turn right or left. Nobody is there to receive him. And finally, after a few days of staying at somebody's house, he moved to a place called Bowery, where only all hippies, dam maro dam, people were staying, right? And at that place, he started chanting Krishna's name, giving classes to all people, those who would be drunk, half drunk. But he had faith in the holy name, he had faith in Lord Krishna, that Lord Krishna had told me through my spiritual master that I should take this message of Bhagavad Gita at 69, that was 1965 when Prabhupada was 69 years of age. At this age, who will go abroad with such odds? This is the bright example of compassion of the heart. He was compassionate. He wanted to give Krishna to others even at the cost of his own difficulties. And this is the quality of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is very compassionate. He took the poison and he drank it and he kept it in the neck. And since then he is called as
Neelakant.
So again, one more lesson, that when you start churning, the first thing came out was poison. Very frequently, when we come into devotion, when we start chanting, many people have come up with these questions and real life experience, that we start coming across more anarthas. I feel I am more greedy, I am more lusty, I am more bad than before. And I was also thinking, after chanting, why I become bad? I was not so bad before. And do you know why it happens?
Because we are aware of it.
Yes. We start becoming aware of it. Right? All these anarthas are always there in our heart, which are just lying there, and we happily are living with it without even coming to know. But when we chant, when we churn our heart with the name, with the holy name, the anarthas start coming up and we start becoming aware. And it's a very painful situation when we think how bad we are, how many anarthas we have. Will we ever get out of this and ever achieve something pure? Right? And the best example Prabhupada used to give, you enter a room which was closed for 1 or 2 months or for a long time. When you open the door, everything feels very nice. But you look on the floor, what is there?
Dust.
A layer of dust. Obviously, right? But at the first glance, it looks very clean. Now you want to clean it, what do you do? Take a broom, start cleaning it. And what happens when you start cleaning? The dust starts coming up. And then you feel, oh, the room was better when I entered. Now actually I'm making it more dirty, I guess. It's all, the dust is coming up. So in the process of cleaning, in the beginning part, it's always painful. Because we become aware of the anarthas. But what is the solution? Can you put the broom down and hope that one day automatically the room will become clean? Does it happen?
No.
What is common sense? Continue grooming. Continue cleaning. And one day the room will become clean. Similarly, our heart, which is full of anarthas, when we start chanting, when we start taking Lord's name, when we start taking to the process of Krishna consciousness, all the anarthas starts actually showing up. They are there, but they are showing up. We become aware. And many times we feel very depressed. Oh, bapre, after taking to this process, maybe I will become bad. I should stop chanting. I should stop going to Gita classes. But that is not the solution. The solution is continue being in this process. And that is the only solution to finally become clean one day. Is this practical? What I'm talking is practical? Some of you have come across this thing. You all come to know? Okay. So, as was told by Lord, many gifts started coming. After the halahal was taken away, when they were continuing again, the next thing which came out was Surabhi cow. All the rishis came and they took that. Then a horse came out which was called as Utsheshrava. Then Airavat. So many things were coming out like this. And Kaustubha Mani. Finally Lakshmi Devi also appeared. And like that everything was coming. But all the demigods, they knew not to get attracted to anything. So whenever demons will come and say, we want this. Okay, take. No problem. Take. Varuni Devi, we want. This Gajas, we want. Whatever you want, you take. Because the concentration was only on one thing. That was the final product. Similarly, we should always remind ourselves not to get deviated when the temptations come along our way. If we know what is our final goal and that is what place we want to reach, just keep on working in that direction, and that is the way to reach the final goal. And at last, the 14th product was a nice, very beautiful looking personality called Dhanvantri came out with a pot of nectar. And what happened after that? What happened? Now the eyes of both demigods and demons, wow, finally we have got what we wanted. It was very laborious thing which we had to, they had to go through. It was so much of pain, so much of struggle they had got done, and we are not sure whether we are going to reach the final stage or not. And here comes the final product. So a big smile on everybody's face, a nice sparkle in everybody's eye. But then what happens? What happened?
They started fighting.
The demons, first of all, they snatched the pot from Dhanvantari's hand. They said, we are strong. Yes, now we'll come later. So we are strong. So firstly, they took it, the charge of the demons. The demons took the charge of the nectar and they told demigods, go to hell. We don't care. We're not going to give you. Next is, when you get power, then you start fighting. I should drink first. I should get the maximum. So the demons started fighting amongst themselves. Demigods were feeling very helpless. There were some demons who were weak. And they knew that they can't fight with the stronger demons. So they were saying, let us not do like this. Let us, all of us, including demigods, share it equally. So you have heard that story that the thieves, four thieves, they stole a big sum. And then they go to the forest and say, okay, now let us honestly divide it amongst ourselves. First you do dishonesty, and then you say, now honestly let us divide. So that is the thing which was going on, that the weaker demons were saying, let us honestly divide, because they knew otherwise anyhow they wouldn't get it. At this time, demigods understood that all the labor might just go into vain. They did not concentrate, they did not want to get any of the previous things. Okay, but the nectar for which they worked so hard, and this was the solution for their getting back their position, their planets, is now in the hands of demons who are much more powerful. Gone. And finally again, what happens? When no shelter, what is the solution? Pray. Pray until something happens. Right? So they started praying. And that time, the Lord comes in his extraordinary way. Lord Vishnu comes and takes a form of very, very beautiful woman called Mohini Murthy. Suddenly, a very beautiful woman, Mohini Murthy, appears there where all this hassle is going on. And when the demons are fighting, I will take first. They see, wow, somebody so beautiful is walking. And they start fighting. And then Krishna was asked in third chapter by Arjuna. Many times, knowingly we do mistakes. Knowingly that this is not good, we continue to do that thing. Why it happens like that? And that time Krishna answered, Kama esha krodha esha rajoguna samudbhavaha mahashano mahapatma. Krishna says that kama esha krodha esha, these are the two main demons or enemies of a soul, of a jiva, and that is kama and krodh. Kama means excessive greed or lust, and krodh, anger. As soon as all the demons saw the Mohini Murthy, they were captivated by kama. They wanted to now possess Mohini Murthy, this lady. So they were thinking, what if I get this lady? So first thing, they stopped fighting with each other and they asked, who are you and who you are made for? Because everybody in their heart was thinking, maybe she is made for me, right? And what was the answer? Mohini Murthy said, I am just a celestial personality, but I am a prostitute. So can I help you in any way? So all the demigods said, doesn't matter, we just want to possess you. We just want to have you. So they said, okay, let's do one thing. Let us try to get her attention towards us. So one of the main demons, they came and they said, you take this pot in your hand and you start distributing to us the way you feel it is alright. They wanted to impress the attention of Mohini Murthy. Mohini Murthy said, I already told you I am a prostitute. No intelligent person keeps faith on a lady, especially who is a prostitute. How are you putting your faith on me? Just because she was beautiful. Every limb of her body is described was so attractive that they just couldn't take their eyes off Mohini Murthy. And she warned them that if you agree that whatever I decide is agreeable to you, then I will do the service for you. And they all said, okay, we agree. And this is what exactly Lord Krishna says, that knowingly well, many times what is right and what is wrong, this is wrong, I shouldn't be doing this. Somehow, pulled by some force, we continue doing that thing. And the reason being, karma and krodha. Captivated by karma, they all gave the pot of nectar in the hands of Mohini Murthy, who is none other than Lord Vishnu. Finally, he had come to favor his devotees, demigods. So then she said, okay, now all of you please go, take bath, get ready, sit in a line, and then I will start distributing. And then she said, okay, let me give little bit portion to demigods, and then later I will come and give the rest large part to all of you. Right? And then she like this, she cheated all the demons. In front of them, she went and distributed all the nectars to demigods. And all the demons, they were seeing what is she doing. But because they were so much captivated by her beauty and they wanted to possess her, they said, let us not speak anything, otherwise she'll become angry with us and she'll go away. And this is what is the result of karma, excessive lust and greed. When one person becomes captivated by this anarthas, the intelligence is covered and finally it leads to destruction and complete defeat. Something which had come in their hand, in front of their eyes, was taken away. And as Nimai said, only one person was little intelligent, and that was Rahu, the demon Rahu, who disguised himself, sat amongst the demigods, took his portion of nectar. But as soon as he took, the sun god and moon god realized that he is the demon. So they immediately told the Lord that he has taken the nectar. So immediately Lord cut his head with the Sudarshan Chakra. But because he was touched by the nectar, his head became eternal, still living. And the body, he lost his body. So this is how the whole pastime is done to teach us so many lessons. Same nectar is available to us in different way. We all want this nectar, which was wanted by demigods, which was also wanted by demons. But that nectar is available in Kali Yuga in the name of Krishna. Krishna is called as Krishna Amruta. And how it is available to us? Can we get Krishna? Yes, it's available. Lord Krishna is available in the form of Nama Amruta, his holy name, Katha Amruta, his holy pastimes, and Charna Amruta. When we drink or when we take the water which has washed the feet of the Lord, we call it Charna Amruta. The most powerful in Kali Yuga is holy name. And that's why we are going to talk now for some time on this nectar of holy name. This holy name is so strong that it can deliver each and every living being in this Kali Yuga. And that is why it is called as Yuga Dharma. I think we must have discussed some time about Yuga Dharma. There are how many Yugas?
Four.
First was? Satya Yuga. What was the Yuga Dharma in Satya Yuga? What is Yuga Dharma? Yuga Dharma is in that Yuga, that process will lead you to get liberation. So in Satya Yuga, what was the process of getting liberation?
Penances.
Penances, meditations. Thousands of years, we all have heard 10,000 years, 50,000 years, Hiranyakashipu did penances and Vishwamitra Muni did, Vashishtha Muni did, right? That was in Satya Yuga. When the age degraded to Treta Yuga, what was the process? Treta Yuga is the time of Lord Ram. Lord Ram time pe they used to do all yagnas. Ashwamedh yagna, Putra Kameshi yagna, right? They used to do all yagnas. So by doing various types of yagyas, they would get liberation. Third was Dwapar Yuga, time of Krishna. And the process of getting liberation was doing deity worship. People would have deity of Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, Lord Ram, Sita, and they would worship with lot of paraphernalias and lot of pujas and archanas, and they would do that. Now today in Kali Yuga, meditation, out of question. Yagnas, nowadays our yagna means what, you know, that small pot with little bit of, because there are so many smoke detecting things, we are so worried. Even to offer lamp in this room, we are so worried, you know, that fire alarm will ring. Just offering lamp, we are worried, right? We just want to extinguish as fast as possible. What yagnas we can do in Kali Yugas? Very difficult. Some so-called yagnas we do when it is just mandatory, like at the time of marriage ceremony. But that is not proper yagna. If you read proper yagnas, they are really very elaborate. So if those elaborate yagnas we want to do, we'll lose everything. Okay? Third is deity worship. Deity worship, if you read the manual, to wake up the Lord, to give food to them, to cook for them, then to dress them, morning to evening, you'll just sit in front of the deities. Do we have time? Very difficult. So knowing our difficulties, Lord Krishna has given most concessional and most easy way or process in this Kali Yuga in the form of holy name, chanting. And that is why Sankirtan Dharma is the Dharma for Kali Yuga. We have discussed before many times, I'm sure you all must have remembered, that in Kali Santana and Upanishad it is mentioned. Remember? They have read? They have heard? Yes. Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gati Ranyatha. Kale, in this age of Kali, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Eva Kevalam. Eva means only Kevalam. Only one means of liberation is Hari, name of Lord Hari. Kalo Nasteva, there is no other way, no other way, no other way. Why the mantra did not say Hare Naam Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva Gati Ranyata? Why did they repeat three times?
To emphasize.
We are so dumb-headed that we have to be emphasized by saying three times. Now at least you understand, it's the only way. And to give us that process, to start that process in the beginning of Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna himself came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He is not different from Lord Krishna himself. But he came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show us how to do chanting. Others we will say, Krishna said, do this, and he went away. How does he know Kali Yuga, what are the problems? He has come in Dwapar Yuga. We will have 1,000 excuses for Krishna also. Krishna says, doesn't matter, I will come in Kali Yuga also and show you how to do chanting of holy name. So he came personally to show us how can we liberate ourselves by chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Question. That is the only way, then why are we still recommended to do deity worship?
Okay. Can I take this at the end?
Yeah.
Yes, I will. Just remind me that if I forget. Okay. So, we all know that Bhagavad Gita, the most important last shloka which Krishna spoke was 18.66. Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. That is the last shloka which Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita. Where he says that abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. So he teaches, Bhagavad Gita ends at surrender. He tells you surrender. And Bhagavatam starts there. Bhagavatam whole episodes from beginning till end is filled with stories or pastimes of devotees who have completely surrendered their life. And what is the final shloka, the last shloka of Bhagavatam? 12th canto, 13th chapter, 23rd. This is the last shloka of Bhagavatam. That is the final message what Lord wants to give in Bhagavatam. And this is a shloka. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukha Samanas Tam Namami Hari Param. O Lord, Tam Namami Hari Param. I am offering my obeisances to you. Who? How? You are great. Your Nama Sankirtanam Yasya, your Nama Sankirtana, the chanting or congregational chanting of your holy name, Sarva Papa Pranashanam, all the difficulties and all the sinful activities are destroyed. And what happens? pranamo, when I do pranam, when I offer my obeisances to you, dukh samanas, that is dukh shaman. Shaman means it gets destroyed. So all the difficulties will get destroyed and all the sinful reactions get destroyed by what? By chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And this is the message of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, if you know, how many shlokas are there in Bhagavatam?
18,000.
And the final samam bonam of 18,000 shloka is chant the congregational chanting of holy name. Chaitanya Charitamrut, Lord Chaitanya also said, Kali Kale Nama Dharma Harinama Sankirtana Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Tara Pravartana. In Kali Yuga, in Kali Name, the whole dharma of entire Kali Yuga is Nam Sankirtana. Again and again in Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, in Chaitanya Charitamrut, we are reminded of this one thing, that Nam Sankirtan or chanting of the holy name is the process to liberate us from all the cycle of difficulties of birth and death. Now, let's just in short look for the six characteristics of holy name. The chanting of the holy name is why important? Firstly, definitely because it is a Yuga Dharma. And what does it do? In Padma Puran, this shloka is given. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinatva Nama Namino. These are the six qualities or characteristics of holy name. We start with one by one. First, we will see Abhinatva Nama Namino. Last. Abhinatva. What does it mean? Abhinatva?
Indifferent.
Nam and Namino. What is Nam? Nam means?
The name.
Nami, whose name? So first characteristic is, there is no difference between the Nam and Nami. The name and the Lord are not different. That is a very, very important thing. Okay. If I am thirsty, if I say water, 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 can I quench my thirst? It won't quench my thirst. Maximum what will happen, I will become more thirsty because I will dry up my throat more. Right? So water, substance and the name are different. As against that, when we chant Lord's name, the Lord personally is there in His name. And that is why we are directly connecting ourselves to Lord. One example. This pastime or this story comes in one of the Puranas, I don't know exactly which one. But I think we have told this story also before. That one person who was saying that he is so busy that he has no time to chant. Any of our problem? Anybody has this problem? Full day so busy that we have no time to chant. Then you listen to the solution. Okay? This person said, I have no time, not even 5 minutes in my day. I'm very busy. We all feel so. Right? So the solution was given. Okay. At least when you go to attend nature's call every day. Right? At least that time you chant. That time you're not doing anything. Right? At least that time you chant. Okay? So anybody has this so busy schedule like this person, just chant sincerely during this time. That was the solution given to him, that at least chant during this time. But that time you must give your heart into your chanting. Completely your mind, your heart should be focused on chanting. So this person said, okay, this is possible. No other time, but this time, okay. So when he would attend to nature's call, very sincerely he would chant Lord Ram's name. Ram, Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna bahut lamba hota hai babu. Shortcut. Ram, 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 Ram. Okay. Shortcut also for him, no problem. Okay. So he wanted the least difficult, Ram, 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 Ram. But sincerely he was doing. What happened when he was once doing his chanting while doing this process, Hanuman was flying from top. And he heard that somebody is taking my Lord's name very nicely, with lot of love. So I must go and see this devotee of my Lord Ram. And as he came and he saw that this person is taking my Lord's name, while passing this excreta, he was absolutely disgusted. And with his disgust, with his anger, he just came and gave him a big tight slap on his face. And with full anger, he went to Lord Ram to tell him that the Kali Yuga has progressed so badly, these people are taking your name while doing such things, activities. Okay? As he entered Lord Ram's room, Lord Ram was standing facing the back towards him. So he came with a lot of anger and said, Lord Ram, you know, I want to tell you something. So much of anger in him. Lord Ram turned as soon as he saw Lord Ram's face, his whole anger was gone. Lord Ram's face was swollen and there were finger marks on his cheeks. He said, "What happened? What happened to you?" He said, "Somebody slapped me on my face." He said, "What? Kaliyuga has progressed so much that now people are beating you. Oh my God, tell me who has done this. I will not leave this person." Lord Ram said, "How can you forget about your own act? Don't you remember what did you do?" And then Hanuman was shocked. "What did I do?" Lord Ram said that when you slapped that person, because he was sincerely chanting my name, I was personally present on his tongue. And when you slapped him, I took the slap and the pain on me. This is the Lord who is personally present in his name. And we should not have any doubt. You open the page of Chaitanya Charitamrita, so many examples you will find when devotees have just chanted the name and were protected because the Lord takes the pain, the difficulties on himself. There is also the pastime of Haridas Thakur. Maybe sometime we have time, we will talk that how Lord comes and protects his devotees who is just busy sincerely chanting his holy name. So this is the first thing we should remember. Lord and his name are not different. We should have this faith. The faith we have, our devotion with faith is important. If the faith is not there, the devotion is fake. Right? Second characteristic. Purna Shuddho. The holy name is completely pure. How? The quality of the name is said that when we chant his holy name, the anarthas from the heart are cleaned. Our heart gets clean. Right? If something has to clean the dirt, that thing personally has to be clean in itself. Right? If there is dal which is spread on the table, if I want to take a cloth and clean, the cloth itself should be clean first. Right? So, the name has to be clean. So, name is Purna Shuddho. But the difference is that the cloth, when you use to clean the or wipe the table, the cloth in turn will get dirty. The holy name doesn't get dirty while cleaning our heart. And the example or the best way to understand is two way. Soap. You have oil on your hand. You take the soap. You use the soap to clean the oil. Right? Because just you put water, it won't go away. You require always something, right? We usually use soap. Does the soap get dirty? It might just get dirty for a while because the oil will go. But just in a matter of time, the oil will go away from the soap. The soap doesn't get dirty. And the still better example is sun rays. We have seen in India, the trains which go from one state to another state, those trains, not the local trains. How do people go and when they have to attend nature's call? They go and pass in the bogie bathrooms and toilets, right? What is the way? Finally, it drops everything on the track. Thus, the municipality or the government has kept people to wipe it, clean it. How does it get cleaned? Sunrays. It's a natural way of decomposing and removing the dirt. Does the sun get contaminated when it cleans away this urine and stone from the... Does the sun get contaminated? No. Similarly, the holy name is completely pure. While cleaning our heart, it doesn't get contaminated. And that is the best quality of the holy name. Next is Nitya Mukto. We all are bound with so many things, with our attachments, with our desires, with so many things. But when we want to get freed, we require somebody who is free in itself, who can come and free us. Right? If somebody is bound, cannot come and free us, right? We require somebody who is free to come and liberate us. The holy name in itself is called as Nitya Mukto. It's eternally liberated. And that is why it has potency to liberate us also. Okay? Nitya Mukto. Fourth quality is Chintamani. Chintamani means touchstone. What is the quality of a touchstone? Everybody wants a touchstone. If one touchstone comes in my life, wow, it will be so nice. Anybody who doesn't want touchstone? Harasmani? King Midas also wanted, right? You all know the story of King Midas, right? He always wanted a touchstone because he was thinking that if I get the touchstone, I will touch everything and make everything made of gold. He got touchstone. He started making everything in gold. But what happened? Yeah. His daughter came there and he touched it, that stone, and that daughter also turned into gold. Was he happy then, having the full daughter made of gold? No. Nobody wants like that. So, touchstone means everything is turned into what you desire, gold. Chintamani, the holy name, is also touchstone. Whatever you desire, may it be material or may it be spiritual. Mind you, I am reminding you again, may it be material or spiritual, it will get fulfilled. And that is why you need to be very careful. Otherwise, like King Midas, if you have material desires, that will also come true, but then we will lament. So it's very important while we chant, we should have spiritual desires to progress, and definitely it will come true. This is a real story which comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There was a devotee who was of Lord Shiva who was very poor, and he always wanted to acquire wealth. So very nicely he praised Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is also called as Ashutosh. Ashutosh means?
Easily pleased.
Easily pleased. So he was pleased. He came and he said, yes, what do you want? He said, I want my life to be full of wealth. How can I get wealth? He said, okay, you go to Vrindavan. There is one sadhu called as Sanatan Goswami. He has a touchstone. You go and you ask him, he will give you. He said, he has touchstone, why he will give me? Any one of us will give if he have? Sochna padega. He said, Lord Shiva said, you just don't worry. You go, he will give you. If he doesn't give you, then I am there. But you go now. So, this devotee of Lord Shiva came to Sanatan Goswami and asked him, do you have a touchstone? He said, yes. Can I get it? Sure. He said, huh? Sure. Wow, where is it? Can I have it? Before he changes his mind, let me take it and run away from here. He said, it must be lying somewhere in my dustbin. It was again shop. Dustbin. Never mind, let me just take it. So he opened the dustbin, went through it, and he really found a touchstone. He thought, maybe some kachara rahega. Let me check. So he touched it at few places, and really the things were turning into gold. He realized this is real touchstone. So before Sanatan Goswami changes his mind, he went away from there. And as soon as he reached home, he started turning everything into gold. He was very happy. But after some time, he was thinking, if Sanatan Goswami had this touchstone, why did he put it into a dustbin? It means he has something more valuable than this touchstone. That is why he can put this into dustbin and give me so easily. Why not to have something better than touchstone also? So he came back. So he came back to Sanatan Goswami and asked him, do you have something more valuable than this? He said, obviously, that's how I gave it to you. Can I get that also? So sure. He said, oh, very good. Something better than touchstone also. So Sanatan Goswami said, okay, if you want it, you have to first go and throw this touchstone into Ganga, which is flowing. Very difficult for him. Touchstone fake mega matlab very difficult, na? So with lot of heaviness on the heart, he finally threw this touchstone into Ganga with the hope that he is going to get something better. So when he came back to Sanatan Goswami and asked, can you give me something higher than this touchstone? What did Sanatan Goswami told him? What is real touchstone? Holy name. And he was shocked. He said, gadbad kar liya. But now anyhow he had no choice. He said, okay, now let me try with this. And sincerely he started chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And very soon his whole life was changed, because touchstone is assured to change your life, and that is the quality of holy name. Anybody who has been chanting here, can you say your life has not changed? Venkateshwari, you're chanting, right? Has your life changed?
Yes.
It does change. Many times we don't know how it is changing. Many times we feel our life is same. Or maybe, as I said in the before, we think our life is maybe more dirty or maybe more difficulties are there. But again, if you remember the story that, remember that one sage, one boy who was chanting, he said, nothing is happening in my life. My life is the same. Then he wanted the answer, and his spiritual master said, get the water in that coal bag. And when he was trying to get, the water was flowing out. And he said, nothing is happening. Why? But then it was shown to him that while he was attempting to bring the water in that dirty bag, The water was flowing out and he was feeling he's failing, he's not getting, achieving anything. The water, the bag was getting cleaned. He didn't even realize. Be sure that our lives are getting touched with this holy name. May we understand, may we not realize it. Only after a while we will really know how our life has changed. Over a period of time, simple example, you won't feel like eating outside. Means things, automatically your taste will change. You don't enjoy movies and songs the way you used to enjoy before. You might still continue going for movies and songs. But somewhere behind the back of your mind you will feel, maza nahi aaya yaar. The change will come over a period of time. And your taste will change, which you will not even know. And that is the effect of this touchstone of holy name. And the best part about this is, again, which comes in Bhagavatam, this was told by Yamaraj to Yamadutas. If you all know the story of Ajamil, the Ajamil was chanting the name of Narayan and Yamadutas came to take him. Finally, Vishnudutas said that, no, he is chanting Narayan's name, we must take him. And they saved him. So because he was chanting Narayan's name, the Yamadutas could not take the Ajamil, who was very sinful. And when they went back, Lord Yamaraj told this sloka that even a person takes the name of the Lord. How? Sanketyam. Sanketyam means who is just taking in the form of indication. Sometimes, if you know, like in India, if somebody is like shaven-headed, like brahmacharis, they pass by, they say, yeah, Hare Krishna ja raha hai. Choti wala. But they don't realize they are calling him Hare Krishna. Even when we go, many times people jokingly they'll say Hare Krishna. They're just laughing. Parihasyam, that is the next. Even indicating, even parihasing. Parihasya. Parihasyam is jokingly if somebody calls, that takes the name of Lord, he gets benediction. The next is Stobham. Stobham means just musical entertainment. I remember 2 years ago when we started, Nimai Prabhu would always say, I don't know Krishna is God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu God, but I like chanting Hare Krishna, right? Yes. Why? This is Lord's name, it touches our heart. And even if it is for just, that if we feel nice as a musical, as a music, it cleanses our heart, it touches our heart.
Now you're true, now other movie songs really...
No. We don't feel happy. We go also, now many times we feel, abhi kutte jaise halat ho gayi, na ghar ka, na ghat ka. We don't feel completely happy into devotion. Because we still have some taste for material things, but when we go to enjoy movies, parties, we don't feel happy there also. Then we feel like dogs, na ghar ka, na ghat ka. Right? Helanam. Helanam is somebody who is neglectfully taking the name of the Lord. Again, one story comes into, I think it is Garuda Purana, I'm not very sure about the place, but this is given in one of the Puranas, that there was a Mohammedan person who was very sick, he was quite old. And he got gastroenteritis and he was just on the verge of dying. That time they used to go to the jungle to pass stool, right? So he was passing stool and one big boar came. When the stool comes out, we all close our doors, right? But the boar, the hawk feels, wow, nice big fist is coming in front of me, right? So the boar was waiting when this man moves so that I can take my feast. But this person was so weak, he was so... drained out, he was just not moving from there. And finally, after waiting for a while, this boar just couldn't wait. So he went and pushed him down, and because of that shock, that person died there. But because of the pain, severe intense pain, he really came out with a big curse to this boar, And what was the curse which he told? Haram. We call many times harami like this. So he said haram like that and he died. Just because the name of Lord Ram came, which was not at all intended into that, and he actually was using a bad word, but because the Lord Ram came at the time of death, Lord Krishna has promised, Antakalaicha Mameva Smaran Muktva Kalevaram. He was taken to Vaikuntha planet. So this is the best part about the holy name, that whether it is taken jokingly, whether it is taken neglectfully, whether it is taken indicatingly, Hare Krishna wala ja raha hai, choti wala, whichever way, it helps. Hope na? Good na? Okay. Holy name is completely conscious. What does it mean? As Nimai Prabhu again and again said, we all have experienced in our life. Take a bead, and say Coca-Cola, 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 can you take one round also very difficult? Sprite, 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 how much ever Sprite you like, how much ever Gulab Jamun do you like? You take the name of Gulab Jamun, whatever your wife's name, who is the most beautiful and you are liking that person, how long can you chant? But take Hare Krishna beads and people are seen to chant for hours together. What does it show? It attracts the heart. And that is why it is said that the love of God is awakened. The way iron filings, you get the magnet, you keep the iron filings, they automatically go to the magnet, right? You don't have to push them. But what is important is the iron filings have to be pure. If they are rusted, the attraction will be less. Similarly, we have a natural tendency or attraction towards Lord's holy name. We don't have to do anything extra. Now we don't feel so much interest in chanting because our heart is rusted with our anarthas. The time the iron filings get clear or pure, they automatically will rush to magnet. Similarly, when we chant and when we our heart gets purified, it will automatically get attracted to holy name. The process is chanting. And last is rasa vigraha. We all are looking for different rasa in our life, right? Sometimes we want chivalry rasa, thoda fighting dekhna hai movie mein jaake, thoda excitement chahiye, some books we want to read which has got CID things and all those things. So different rasas we are always looking, some romance, some love, some khatti, thodi mithi zindagi, right? We all want different rasas in life. But the topmost of all rasa is described as Lord's holy name. It automatically gives the taste to us. It is described again in Bhagavatam that anybody has got jaundice over here in past? Got jaundice? If you go to your village or if you go to your like grannies and all, what they give you when you get jaundice? You know? I remember when I got jaundice, I was 7 years old. What is that I have not got? They will tell you to have sugarcane juice. Now, if I am getting sugarcane juice, I can drink at least 2-3 glasses, bindas. I like it so much. Yeah, all of us like at least, yeah. But ask a person who has got jaundice to drink. The tongue is so bitter because of excessive bile that sugarcane, which is so sweet, it tastes very bitter. The person doesn't want to drink it. Because there is so much of excessive bile. I don't know, during exam time this happens to me. Because of lot of acidity, we do many times night out reads, you know. Morning you try to brush your teeth, you do tongue cleaning, lot of acid comes out. It's very sour. You try doing more, many times the bitter yellow things comes out, that is bile. It is really bitter. The bile is really bitter in taste. And when that gets accumulated during jaundice, even the sweet sugar cane tastes very bitter. So the person doesn't want to drink it. But the solution is drink. Drink sugarcane juice. When you continue drinking pure carbohydrates, slowly the bile gets cleared off, the jaundice goes down and the real sweetness of the sugarcane is then you can taste it. Similarly, now when we try to chant holy name, we don't get any rasa into it. Baba re, bahut strong, bahut time lagta hai, bahut boring lagta hai. If I am doing 2 rounds, ek ho gaya, dusra ho gaya. Abhikal. We want to put our bidwag on side. Abhikal. Does it not happen? Does it happen or not? We feel so happy when we finish. If we decided we will do 1 round, 2 rounds, 3 rounds, whatever round. We really wait when we will finish and then, thank God. Now till tomorrow I am not going to look at my bidwag. Because we don't have rasa. Right? But the solution is keep on chanting. When we will keep on chanting, the jaundice of the heart will go away and automatically the attraction for the holy name will come. Rupa Goswami is one of the devotees of Lord. He says, why I don't have thousands of tongues with which I can chant the holy name throughout my day? Let me have thousands of ears with which I can hear the holy name. That is the rasa that person has developed. We haven't got rasa till now. But the solution is keep on chanting, keep on taking the sugar cane, which might feel very bitter at this moment, but sure enough the effect is going to be there, right? So these are the 6 main qualities or characteristic that what are the beginning?
Chant.
Chintamani Nityamukto Purnashuddho Abhinatva Namanamino. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasavigraha Nityamukto Purnashuddho Nityamukto Abhinatva Namanamino. So if we remember these six qualities, then even if we feel very bored sometimes to chant holy name, sometimes we have excuses, we will remind ourselves that this is the solution finally to get ourselves purified and get the real nectar. Now last two points which I want to discuss is Lord Chaitanya's contribution. If we know Bhagavad Gita at two places, in this 18.54 and 7.28, Krishna says that to attend or to start even doing devotional service, okay, I'll just read the translation. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes a supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed towards every living entity. In that state, he attends pure devotional service. Basically, what Krishna is saying, that when one is completely purified, he is neither happy nor sad, he is equilibrium equipoised. When he is completely free from all these dualities, then he achieves my devotional service. At second part, again he says that when one person has completely been free from all the sinful activities, he can have, last he says, then my service or my love is available to him. So Krishna's love is available in the form of holy name. If we wait till the day we will become pure, how we will get holy name later on? Basically what I want to say is, Bhagavad Gita says that when we are pure, we will get Krishna's holy name in the form of Krishna's prema. But now we are dirty. So should we chant and then get purified, or should we get purified and then we should chant? Many times this question is raised. If you know, I'm smoking, I'm drinking, I'm eating non-veg, I'm not clean, can I chant? Yes. Why? Because Krishna's holy name, we just saw, is Purna Shuddho. It doesn't get contaminated. It is going to clear us. In whichever form we take Krishna's name, and this is what has happened because of mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you know, the mantra which was initially given was Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But to chant this mantra, one has to be completely purified as given in these two shlokas. To be merciful on us, being merciful on us, Lord Chaitanya said, if we wait till we become pure and then chant, it will be very difficult. The whole life will go away. So what did he do? He reversed the chanting of the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Why? Because those Brahmanas who always thought that only one person who is purified can chant this mantra, now they cannot stop others chanting this name. The effect is the same. And more important, that when we chant Krishna's name, the Ram name is called as Mukti Pradayak, and Krishna name is called Prema Pradayak. The Krishna's name comes first. We reach the Prem or Krishna's love, and the Mukti follows. It is described in Nectar of Devotion by Rupa Goswami that when a person takes to devotional service and chants holy name, by just taking to this process of devotional service, he gets love of Godhead. And Mukti Devi is standing at the door gate with folded hand. Can I please serve you? Mukti comes as a byproduct when we get Krishna's name. In initial days, Mukti was required to get Krishna's prem. But in Kali Yuga, because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, he reversed the name and made it in such a way that just we chant, we get the prem, and Mukti is a byproduct. We don't have to work for Mukti. In fact, we don't want Mukti. Right? This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prithivite iti adi nagaradigram sarvatra prachar hoibe moranam. 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that one day will come, then Prithivite, in every corner of this world, my name will be sung. My name is Krishna's name will be sung. 500 years ago, if you can think of India, it was so, like, even the world, there was no technologies available. Even if you think, it was not possible. And just in around two or three decades, it was Prabhupada's time, when Prabhupada's other God brothers devotees, they were discussing on this verse, how Krishna's name will go to all parts of the world. Even Indian people are not chanting. What is this Britishers and Europeans are going to chant? And they were saying maybe when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this verse, he meant Prithvita means in India. Maybe in Bengal, because they all were Bengali and they were chanting. So they were discussing and they were doubting this word. That time Prabhupada was there. He got up and he said, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said it will happen, it means it will happen. Then all those people said, but who will do it? And Prabhupada said, none of you have faith that it will happen. It means at least none of you will do it. And Prabhupada walked out from there. He never said that I will do it. Prabhupada was a grihastha that time. But if you don't have faith, it indicates that you will not have power. Prabhupada showed that he had faith. He never thought he can do it. But he had faith. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said his name will be sung in every corner of the world, it will happen one day. And because he had faith, he was empowered. And I already said that at the age of 69, he went to US. And in next 12 years, he had more than 108 temples, thousands of disciples around the world. And if you all go in any part of like Vrindavan, Mayapur, you will see people from America, people from Russia, people from Europe coming and chanting. And how did he start this? The first thing Prabhupada did was, he didn't know anybody. The first place he went was in America, in New York, a place called Tompkins Park. It was a garden. So he went all alone, didn't have anybody. He just had it kartal. So he sat under this tree and started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, alone chanting. People started gathering around him. And somebody started following, somebody started dancing. And from there, his faith in holy name, which he started, the whole world, just like a wildfire, the Krishna consciousness spread throughout the world. This requires faith in the holy name. And this is what was predicted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur 2 decades ago. Again, that time no facilities, internet, nothing was available. He said, very soon, in place of Mayapur, that is the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people from all caste, creed and nationality will come together and chant Krishna's name and they will dance saying Jai Sachi Nandan Gaur Hari. When he said this, people couldn't believe it. But in less than one century, today we go and see, today in Vrindavan, Mayapur, all these people, I don't know how, but Prabhu has just put up the photos, okay? And that person is from Switzerland. Okay, he's from Germany. He's from India. V.V. Govind Maharaj is from where?
Kazakhstan.
See, he is America, Chicago. This is Saint Prachananda Maharaj, Germany. Any proof required? People, I did not tell you. He just put just various names, right? We just put them. But it just came when I was just going through this. People from different parts of the world, US, UK, Europe, everywhere, they're coming and chanting Krishna's name. And what more proof do we require that this is the real nectar? It is available to us, provided we value it. If we have faith, it will make difference. It will touch our heart. If we don't have faith, that stone will not have effect. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Namami Shivaram. Okay, you wanted to ask me last thing, right? Why do we do deity worship? Okay. The process of Kali Yuga is the only process which will take us, or the main process which will take us back to Godhead. But at the same time, there are 9 different processes given, right? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. This was Prahlad Maharaj said. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. These are the 9 different processes by which one can achieve the Lord. First 2, Shravanam, hearing, and Kirtanam, chanting. These 2 are enough. Not even 2, even 1 is enough. For Kali Yuga, Kirtanam is the main process. But because our senses are very wild, they keep on running here and there. We require to control our mind. This process of deity worship helps us controlling our 5 senses. Because our eyes, when we are chanting, are going here and there. At least we give our eyes the vigraha or deity of the Lord to see. So our eyes are getting satisfied. When we dress the deities, we have desire to, you know, dressing and decorating ourselves. We put it into that. We have sense of touch. So when we do worship of the deities, all these 5 different senses get purified. But that is not the process for Kali Yuga. It just assists us to slowly control our mind so that we can chant nicely. Okay, I'll just give you an example. we all have experience that our mind keeps on running here and there. Even when we are chanting, it keeps on thinking of everything. You do one thing. Go in front of deities and you pray for 5 minutes. You do aarti for 5 minutes. That time your mind will not wander. If you have this experience in your house, when you are doing aarti, when you are singing aarti, your mind will not wander. Even when you are chanting, your mind wanders. Though it is a Kali Yuga, it is a Yuga Dharma. Because when we are directly doing worship, it helps us to control our mind. But finally, with the control mind, what we are supposed to do? Chant. Okay? So deity worship is a way to assist us in Yuga Dharma, not the only way to. That's why when we say Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, we don't say deity worship is one of the main for Kali Yuga. Any other questions?
One question. You told that if we chant a holy name and then if we have any desire, material or spiritual, everything is fulfilled. But it is better to desire spiritually than materially. But many times you also told that Krishna has planned, Krishna knows future, he will give what we deserve, what we desire. Then this is contradicting what you told to do.
Okay. This is very important and very thing, the thing which comes in our heart. With basically this is something is destined for us. Krishna has already something destined for us. And second is desire. When you desire, what will happen, whether it is material desire or spiritual desire. Okay, now destiny or what Krishna has planned for you, that depends on your previous karmas, right? Whatever we have done, whatever we have previously desired and acted, something is planned for us. But when we chant Krishna's name, we can change the destiny. And that changing of destiny again depends in our hand. While chanting, when we have material desires, it will change that way. If we have spiritual desires, it can change. And the simple example Prabhupada used to say or give examples, that when we chant and when we clap our hand lines are already done, right? Our lines are already, it means that destiny is there, something is destined for us. But when we clap while chanting, the lines start changing. That means that now, by holy name, we are changing our destiny. So that is what we can do. Something is destined for us. But whether we can still make a little bit derooting into it, we can still do it. But which way to go, that is again in our hand, whether to go materially or spiritually.
That, you said like if we have material desires also, it will be fulfilled. But is it not good to do that? Because if we chant and if we have material desire and if that gets fulfilled, then it defeats the purpose of
true.
The because if we won't get deliverance.
Yes. Then. But if you chant and you say, Krishna, I want money, he will give you money. I'll give a simple example. When we chant, it's like chanting is, by chanting, what is the mood? A child crying for the mother. Right? Mother is doing some work and child is just playing. Child wants mother or wants the attention. Child will start crying. Mother will come and give some toy. Child starts playing with the toy. Mother will go away. Okay? If you are happy with the toy, okay. After some time, child says, oh, mother has gone away. She is very smart. She put the toy there down and again starts crying. Mother will come and give some sweets. So, aajkal, they will put the TV on. The new way of mothers taking care of babies. Okay? And then look at the TV or you have the sweets. You are happy? Okay, mother will go away. So, the child only says, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this. I want only you. Child says, crying. Anything comes, TV start here, toys here, sweet there. Child says, no, mother will put whatever important work is there. Mother will take the baby in the lap. Is it not what happens? The child is crying. It may be the most important work in the house, most important something project is going on. Mother will just keep it. If the child is just not getting pacified by any other means. That is what the chanting is meant for. When we chant, if we say this desire, that desire, Krishna, oh, he's happy with the toys. Okay, give some toys. I am also peaceful, you are also peaceful. You will not come and disturb me. After some time, he'll say, oh shit, I wasted my time on the well, on this thing. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmanishwari bhavatat bhakti rahituki vai. Krishna will give you first dhana. You say, na dhanam. Then Jana. Jana means follower. Somebody will come and praise you. They'll follow you. Ah, very nice. People come and praise you. Wow. Our praises are even sweeter than, we say money sweeter than honey. But praises are even sweeter than money, right? Somebody praises us, we are very, very happy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na janam, na sundarim, I don't want good life partner. Kavitam, I don't want praises. Va Jagadish Kamae, Mama Janmani Janmanishwari. Birth after birth, it means I don't want even mukti. If you say I'm happy with mukti, Krishna will say, take it. I won't give you prem. Because when Krishna gives prem, what happens? He becomes your servant. He becomes your servant. That is why Krishna will not give you prem if you are happy with any other things. That is why we should be only focused Krishna prem.
But getting the Lord and the liberation is the same, right?
Ah.
That means we don't have any desire to surrender to the liberation.
Yeah, in Bhagavatam again the detail comes about this, that liberations are also different types. It's not one type of liberation. There are five main types of liberations. Sayujya Mukti, Salokya Mukti, Samipya Mukti, Sashti, and one more, Sarupya Mukti. So there are different types of liberations. And any types of liberations will take, all different types of liberation will take you to different planets. But devotee says, I don't want Sayujya. Sayujya is merging into the Lord.
That is the ultimate liberation.
Yes. But a devotee, when you merge, you cannot serve. You cannot have a relationship. Devotee says, I don't want to merge into Lord. I want to be around Lord to serve Him. Like a gopa, like a tree, like somebody who is around, to have a loving relationship. If you merge, you don't have a loving relationship. After some time you feel bored. Kanta lage. Then you want to come back again to find some other happiness. But when you are happy in relationship, that is the final goal. Try, you have all possible happiness in world, but you are alone in that house. Biggest house in the biggest house, all money, you say everything, but ek jan ka muh nahi dekhne ko mila. You say you want water, it will appear in front of you. You want gulab, it will appear. Servant is not going to bring to you. Servant kami wo dekhne ko nahi milega. One person you cannot have. Can you be happy? Bore hoega baba. True na? Because our heart is how? Relationship. And when you merge, cannot have relationship. So after merging, after some time we feel bored finally. This again given in Bhagavatam. That when we merge into, and when we get any of the liberations, after some time, both again, abhi to vapas some other thing we want. So when we go and get relationship with the Lord, there are different types of relationship we can get. Madhurya ras, Vatsalya ras, Sakhya ras. So when we get this rasa, then we are happy. And that is higher than liberation. Maybe this is last question now, because otherwise we will get delayed. I don't mind, but I'm sure it's already 8:35, so we shouldn't go.
We can discuss later.
Yeah, but if there's something else, one question we can take.
I just want to know actually, not a question. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also reincarnation of God, right? So why not is count in avatar?
He's called as Channa avatar.
Channa.
It's described in Bhagavatam that his avatar is going to be Channa. Channa means hidden avatar. Because he wanted to show himself as a devotee, not as Lord. That's why in other incarnations he did miracles. Krishna, he lifted Govardhan. Anybody will understand Baba Bhagavan. Ram went and made bridge on this. Anybody common sense will understand Baba Bhagavan. Right? This is common sense when he came in different realms. But this is Channa avatar, because if he comes as Lord and he does big thing, then vapas to bada bada karta hai, toh hum log to normal hai, ordinary hai. So he wanted to be ordinary, so that we don't give excuses to him tomorrow. He did not do any miraculous activities in public to show that he is the Lord. He just acted like an ordinary person, like you and me, just to teach us how we can perfect our life in this Kali Yuga. Okay?
His close devotees know his. To his close devotees, he wasn't ordinary, right? He exhibited himself.
He showed.
There's a
pipe. Yes.
Those were associates, but I'm
talking
about the close disciples.
Yeah, but even disciples had not seen his form. The five associates had seen his form as Supreme Personality of God. Yes, Pachi. Right.
The one also clarified, God used actually the demons to churn the sea and get off the talahal. Means main point was
nectar.
To get the nectar. So God wanted to involve the demons also there. So it's God's plan. But finally, God also not want to give them the nectar also. So
it's
not cheating, how is
clarifying? I knew this question is 100% going to come.
Yeah, I was also thinking,
so how is
it
fair? How is the clarification in the
Shastra
given, why is used by that? Any service for God should be his good service, so why not they also get that thing? Any clarification?
Yes, yes. Again, obviously, Bhagavatam has all answers. Basically, as we are now celebrating Damodar month, right? And we discussed that Damodar, when he was, Damodar Yashoda was dying, two hands, the rope was falling two fingers short. And what were the two fingers we discussed before? One was?
Our endeavor.
And second is?
Lord's mercy.
Right? We discussed this past time before, that to become successful, we have to have two things, Lord's desire or Lord's mercy, and this. And Lord's mercy, when can we get? When we have clear intentions, when we have good intentions. Right? Lord is not somebody who can be manipulated just by emotional blackmailing. Bhagavan ka nahi hota hai. Bhagavan doesn't get it. He sees what is there in your heart and then he will reciprocate. So, they put their endeavor. So, that finger was there. But intentions of demigod is always to serve the whole humankind which they are meant for. Demis, the intention is they get nectar and finally what they do? They do destruction. They trouble others, and that is what Lord wants. So that is why Lord's mercy doesn't come. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am impartial to every living entity. Then how come he is impartial? Partial here. In another shloka, very gently he says, but I am partial to devotees.
So he's very dear to the devotees.
Yes. With his spirit. It is like for a king, all his praja is like their children, right? But when it comes to making the next king, his own child, right? If he is trained well, if he is the right king, what he will do is somebody who is trained well, not anybody and everybody, right? So if you see initial days, it was not that the king would always put his son as a king. Somebody was really qualified. So the king knows, the Lord knows who is qualified to get this nectar, and that is how he gives mercy. So definitely he is impartial overall, but he is partial. And that's why we have to be on the side of demigods to get his partiality.
That means that was also democracy. It's not
Rajtantra. Yes. So because Prabhupada used to say that this communism, I say everybody is equal, that is on humbug. That is not the way. It always should be. One ruler should be there who is intelligent, who is clear in his intention, and then that kingdom will rule properly. So everybody otherwise wants to become king and they want to make their own money, like all our...
That's our problem.
We have seen it in India, right? Everybody wants to make their own khajana. Sabka Swiss bank mein bada bada account hai, all debane people. Okay, so should we chant now? Namaskar. We have been singing throughout months, so I'm sure some of you must have got expert by now. So if anybody is desirous of leading us today, you can sing. Anybody? Yes, sir, sing. Simple wala. Mahavishwara, simple wala, but not the Mayapur lens karna hai.
The usual one which we use.
Yes.
Nama Vishwaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasatimaram Bhure Gajamani.
Nama Vishwaram Sachidananda Rupam.
Yashoda Piyo Rupa Rajabhaman.
Mandar ki
jai.
Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
Pratap Prabhu ki
jai.
Prabhupada ki
jai.
Shri Ram Gopal Prabhu ki
jai.
Next time we are going to do, now we are going to take it that one person should prepare and then do kirtan. Not one person now, each one of you must do kirtan.
Table chair arrangement.